Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm David Sifford, Managing Director for the Tortoise Social Infrastructure Platform, and joining me today for a special podcast is my partner and Platform Managing Director, Jeremy Goff. We're in the midst of a public health crisis, and it's taken its toll on the broad market. We thought it'd be helpful to discuss the coronavirus's impact on our platform and remind investors of how the investments on our platform are priced. You might recall that the final phase of our investment process is surveillance analysis, where we dialogue with entities for whom we structure financing to make sure they're adhering to the terms of their investment agreements. We recently expanded our surveillance process and have begun proactively asking these entities what steps they've taken in response to the coronavirus. Most of the senior living facilities have begun limiting visitors and are taking extra measures to keep the facilities clean and safe. This includes checking essential employees for any symptoms upon arrival to work. They've also canceled large group events and have begun delivering meals to residents' rooms. On the education side, many facilities have instituted virtual or e-learning protocols and have provided designated meal and classwork pickup times. One last thing I'll just mention, too, is that our outlook for each of these sectors remains positive. Although many schools have students learning from home, they're still technically enrolled, and therefore the funding from the state will continue. And though it's true that there will likely be increased costs that senior living facilities incur due to labor and masks and hand sanitizer, et cetera, that should not impede the ability for our deals or new deals to perform as agreed, as those types of financial adjustments are accounted for in our underwriting. I mean, frankly, the senior living industry is used to a high turnover model, with the average assisted living length of stay being less than 2 years. And additionally, the senior living industry has previously enacted quarantines due to other diseases, such as influenza and pneumonia, which should offer a solid framework for responding to the coronavirus. What we're facing now has been an ongoing reality in this community and a part of the business model for years. And yet absorption has remained steady at over 40,000 units every year historically. Now I'll turn the call over to Jeremy so he can discuss the impact the recent market volatility has had on our platform. Jeremy?
Thanks, Dave. So what I want to do is talk about the recent market volatility. First, let me remind everyone that we utilize a third-party pricing service to value the direct originations or private investments in the portfolios. Generally, they will utilize similarly structured investments like high-yield municipals to assign a price to those investments. In this environment, ETFs and open-end funds have become forced sellers at a time when there are very few buyers. This has put downward pressure on pricing as liquidation values are reflective of crisis-era fire sales. This phenomenon has occurred broadly across bond markets and is readily observed in the investment-grade and high-yield corporate municipal spaces today. We are at a point now where we are seeing correlations creep towards one, and that has impacted the investments on our platform. For context on the scope of the current liquidity squeeze, the Fed and Treasury have implemented tools from the post-Lehman era to help maintain the flow of capital in money markets and investment-grade bonds. There is some good news in all of this, though. The recent price moves are all related to the mass sell-off and not due to any impairments to our credits. In fact, we continue to view our investments as fundamentally sound positions with resilient cash flows supported by strong demographics. We also view our investments as hold-to-maturity positions. We feel that this, along with the types of vehicles you own, like an interval fund or a private fund, helps to mitigate some of that broad market risk. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Jeremy. As we approach quarter end, I'll remind you that we will have updated commentary available next month. We'll also be hosting a conference call next month as well for advisors to dial into. With that said, we know these are uncertain times, so we remain prepared to offer updates as circumstances warrant. So thanks for listening and for your continued support.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.